Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast. It's Friday the 13th. Look out. I'm Andy Eubank on June 13, 2025, and the Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online at ffbt.com to learn more. Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller check in with news today, including a look at the 4-H Academy that is getting students beyond ready for their next chapters. And the Ag Secretary addresses farm labor issues. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin addresses a transition to wetter Indiana weather ahead. And yesterday, corn, beans, and wheat mixed after the USDA supply and demand June update. We'll have Carl Setzer explain it all coming up on the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast.
As a farmer, you plant millions of seeds every spring. You know that tomorrow's harvest depends on today's hard work, knowledge, and care. At First Farmers, we recognize that today's seed is tomorrow's success in both farming and finance. If you're looking for a bank that has been committed to agriculture for over 135 years and has the experience to prove it, let's talk. Learn more at ffbt.com or stop by your local branch. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
4-H getting students beyond ready, and Secretary Rollins on farm labor. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today.
Hi, my name's Charlie English. I'm a 10-year 4-H member from Vandenberg County, Evansville, Indiana. I am going to Purdue for ag engineering, and I am beyond ready.
Beyond ready was the theme Wednesday night during the 4-H Academy on Purdue's West Lafayette campus. Over 150 4-H students were on hand for signing day, where 20 seniors were recognized as they move on to the next chapter of their lives, whether it be college, trade school, military service, or the workforce. Seniors, like English, looked back on their time in 4-H and how it helped them be beyond ready for that next step.
4-H has taught me so many things through leadership and working together as a team and working with the younger kids in 4-H, mentoring them and helping them throughout their next chapters of life.
English reflected on his projects during his time in 4-H and how they led to building transferable skills, skills that can be used in the classroom at Purdue or when he enters the workforce.
My most memorable projects would definitely be showing bar goats for 5 years, taking Americana, which is restoring and documenting the history of an antique. Could be tractor, could be any type of equipment. Also, I did several different foods projects, which included baking. And really, 4-H has just taught me everything to prepare me for the next couple years of my life and all the way till I'm old.
The 4-H Beyond Ready initiative is all about building a ready generation in a world of change. The road ahead may be challenging, but 4-H'ers are succeeding. Data shows that compared to their peers, 4-H'ers are 2 times more likely to have the goal of being a leader and 3 times more likely to participate in community service. So, what is English's ultimate goal?
My dream job would be to work at John Deere as a tractor and ag equipment designer.
And because of 4-H, he just might do it. Learn more about the 4-H Beyond Ready initiative and how you can give to 4-H by finding this story at HoosierAgToday.com. America's farm labor shortage was one of many topics brought up during U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins' recent testimony before the House Ag Committee. C.J. Miller has more.
The moment that America is not able to feed ourselves any longer, that is the moment that we are no longer the superpower, the preeminent superpower in the world.
And that was Secretary Rollins Wednesday addressing concerns among members of the House Ag Committee regarding immigrant farm labor and the shortage of labor that is currently available for America's farmers.
There is no doubt that, first of all, significant reform needs to happen to the H-2A, H-2B, et cetera, which I know you all are leading on in a bipartisan effort, but also the importance of our administration and this president, which he does, recognizing that we have a major gap in the labor market for our dairy farmers, a lot of our row croppers, and how you balance that, obviously, with his commitment to America and to the American voters, which we don't all agree on, but to address illegal immigration. So please know I'm committed to working around the clock to solve for that.
Rollins added that congressional lawmakers are in the driver's seat when it comes to the ability to make changes to both the H-2A and H-2B visa programs.
Clearly, the real reform has to come from Congress. I mean, I don't mean to pass the buck. That is not it at all. But I have had lots of conversations. Can we do this? Can we do that? Can we do this without congressional authorization? Our administration realizes the significant challenges and are open and welcome to trying to help however we can to solve that, including the president. So I will continue that effort.
Check out the full testimony from Secretary Rollins before the House Ag Committee. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.
And while you're there at HoosierAgToday.com, be sure to sign up for our newsletter as well. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We're starting to see a little bit of a transition here over the Hoosier State, back to some wetter weather for the weekend. Your Friday features increasing cloud cover statewide. The biggest of clouds are going to be thickening up in southern parts of Indiana here this morning and into this afternoon, leading to some hit-and-misses scattered showers this afternoon into the evening. The rest of the overnight, we see the state fill in with moisture. This is the remains of a fairly significant thunderstorm cluster that came across Arkansas and Missouri earlier on, and this is going to move through us through the overnight tonight and tomorrow. Right now, I'm going to say a quarter to 1 inch of precipitation, likely over 90% of the Hoosiers. State. We're going to follow that up with some lingering scattered showers on and off and on through Sunday, more in southern Indiana than anywhere else, but I'm not going to rule them out anywhere. That could bring an additional quarter inch. I think we are dry then to start the work week, Monday turning out partly sunny, but we are unstable in our atmosphere all across the eastern half of the United States. That instability, I think, brings some thunderstorms back overnight Monday night into Tuesday. Coverage around 75% of the state, and then we're looking at that same kind of setup through a large part of the rest of the week. Maybe we don't see any significant action Tuesday or early Wednesday, but overnight Wednesday night through Thursday, yep, showers and thunderstorms are here. Friday, probably dry. Saturday into Sunday, yep, scattered showers and thunderstorms. And then we really start to put together a longer-term hot and dry pattern for that week of the 23rd here in June. I'm seeing a large upper-level ridge start to take hold. Warm air coming up from the southwestern United States will push all moisture farther north, up into the northern plains, upper Midwest, northern Great Lakes region. So I'm definitely looking at us drying down and heating up rather significantly as we finish out the month of June. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Corn higher on USDA report day, but beans and wheat lower. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Thursday Farm Market Review. I'm Ian DeEubank, and the review is brought to you by Purple Wave Auction, where farm equipment finds new life. No reserve online auctions with the local touch you trust and the national reach you need. PurpleWave.com. Sold means sold. Final numbers coming up. We'll begin with market analysis. I grabbed that from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. Markets close to even and mixed before the noon Eastern Time WASD update from USDA, the World Supply and Demand Estimate update. And the markets didn't react a whole lot after that report. However, as trade went on, beans and wheat got a little bit weaker. Carl, the report itself, not a real big newsmaker.
No, not at all, Andy. Matter of fact, when you look at corn and soybeans, the only change that we really saw was a 50 million bushel increase to old crop exports carried straight through to new crop. Was actually a little bit positive for new crop. Trade had been expecting maybe to see a slight increase in our new crop carryout. So pretty positive there. Soybeans as well. Trade been expecting a 5 to 10 million bushel increase in ending stocks. We came in 100% as expected. And as last month, 350 million bushels on old crop carryout, 295 million bushel on new crop. Both of those in a rationing position did help out the soy complex a little bit today. Although we didn't see enough support to get back into the green, most of that came out from late in the day. Some concerns that we'll see a cut to the U.S. biodiesel blending in the biomass proposal moving forward. So that did weigh on soybeans. Bigger pressure actually coming to the soy complex from the Goldman roll. That put new crop soybeans down just a couple cents. Spot market down 8 to 10 cents during the session. Looking at the wheat balance sheets quickly, not a lot of changes there either. A 25 million bushel increase to exports that cut new crop ending stocks down to 898 million bushels, slightly less than trade was expecting, but not enough to give that complex support.
Where do we go from here looking for news to prop up a market that is really struggling right now?
We've got about 2 weeks here that we're going to see a lot more positioning start to build for the end of the month. June 30th, stocks and acreage report. Trade already looking to see what we'll be doing to especially corn acres after the delays we've seen in the eastern corn belt. Looking out at the western corn belt, it's a lot more on weather out there. A lot more areas starting to say they are turning dry. That's going to put weather at the forefront of the market as we start to move forward over the next few weeks as well.
As you look at corn and beans, either one of those markets or both that you're getting a bit concerned about?
Not really. Starting to see a little bit of risk premium buying coming into the corn complex. That's given us some support there. Soybeans were a little bit softer. That's more of a demand issue as the entire global market focused on South America right now. We're starting to see a little bit more weather-related premium. Like I said, every time we get a forecast, it's a little bit less than favorable. That tells us we should be getting near a bottom.
You mentioned demand. Corn export sales on Thursday morning were at the low end of expectations, soybeans below estimates. But on the corn side, does demand overall continue fairly good?
Very good. Today, this week's export sales that came out this morning, kind of an anomaly. We had a lot of cancellations, corn, soybeans, wheat, even over in the pork and beef, we saw quite a few cancellations from unknown buyers this week. It looks like a lot of importers were doing a reset. I just am not worried about corn. We're already 29% ahead of last year on our export sales. We are sitting pretty good going into the tail end of the marketing year.
Comments from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. Carl's number 989-506-1587. On the Hat Thursday market review, up just a little in corn. July ends at 438.5, a penny and a half gain. September up an even penny, 426.25. Dece 3 quarters higher, 440.5. And down in beans, July 8.25 lower, 1042.25. August 1041, 4.5 cents lower. Novi loses 2 cents, 1027.25. July wheat 526.5, 7.75 down. The meats were quiet and mixed. August live cattle $1.07 lower, 216.95. July lean hogs up a nickel, 108.90. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.